Hey, is this Vito?
Yeah, this is Vito.
Hey, Vito, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good.
Good. Yeah, I just wanted to, touch base with you. I know you lost on that one big bid, but you're, looking at some other ones coming up. Just want to see how you're doing over there.
Well, we're still waiting. No answers yet.
No
We're
answers
doing
yet.
all these little small jobs.
Yeah.
So right now, no, I think it's association, so there takes longer for them to, too many people. There's too
Right.
many chiefs and not enough Indians, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly, I hear
So that's the
you.
problem. All
Yeah.
right, and they can't make a decision, and I don't know, just frustrating.
Yeah, no, I hear you. And I remember last time you were saying you're gonna start it's driving you to drinking over
Yeah, exactly.
there.
I'm surprised I didn't start turning into an alcoholic. I swear to God, I never
Right.
had to come home and drink right away, but now I have to, okay?
Now you have to, yeah. Well, you think it's gonna get any better as the year goes on, or you think it's
I don't know. I mean, you got these other out of town companies coming in trying to, prove something, and I don't know. I lost this other account to this out-of-state company that came in and undercut us, so I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen.
well, are they going to make any money off it or what?
Well, that's their problem. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not doing it. I've been around too long. I know better. These guys, these new companies pop up, you know what I mean, and close down.
Right.
So I've been around for 27 years for a reason, because I know it takes so much to get the job done, so.
Right, exactly. And that's, have you guys ever tried to undercut like that, or you just know from experience not to do that?
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. Even the money that we're gonna borrow, if it's too much, I mean, if you're talking
Right.
10% or something, remember we talked about it. If it's too much, I'm not gonna be able to do it anyway. It's gonna eat into
Right.
our profit.
Right, exactly. And I understand that. I was just, the I didn't know if you guys budgeted, some the money that you get through the bridges, 'cause you guys, I'm guessing, have like a net payout, like a 30-day.
Let's say right now I got a apartment complex right now that we got to do, and I need 100 grand. All right, I need a
Right.
hundred grand to redo this thing, and put it back. What would be the payment or the interest on or the charge for $100,000?
Right, and that's like that really depends on, I'm not trying to beat around the bush, but it really does depend on like the length that you're taking out. So say there's they range from 3 months to 3 years, and
Let's say long term. Let's say we do it for what's the longest you can do it for? 3 years or 4 years or 5 years? What's the longest you can do it for?
the longest is 3 years, but most first-time customers are right in the 2 year mark, like so 24 months is generally the longest I've seen. I mean, is that even, something that you could pay back 100,000 in 2 years? That's quite a that's pretty fast, you know what I'm saying? Like in itself. I mean, how much, let's see how much that is just without interest. Because have you taken out 100,000 before in like working capital, or do you have a line of credit currently right now?
Yeah, I got a line of credit. We take it out, put it back, take it out, put it back.
How much is your line over there?
Well, we got several of them. They're average around 100,000.
Right around 100,000. Now, how much?
Yeah.
What's your current balance on them?
Right now, I mean, no, I didn't take anything. That's why I'm asking you
Yeah.
if it's worth it or if it's not worth it. You know what I mean? Because I'll rather take it from the line of credit from the bank than take it from you. It's going to cost me more.
Right, exactly, and that's what I'm getting. So you have lines of credit that are unused right now.
Right.
Yeah, so yeah, that's, this isn't like a line of credit. This is like a term loan, and basically the benefits about it, we can get you more because, what were, I think I had a note in here. What were your gross annual sales last year to give you a better idea?
I think it was over 2 million.
Yeah, see, so right.
2.5 million or something like that.
2.5. Well, yeah, the working capital, we're able to get you 10 to 15% of that. So I mean, we could get you, you know, double your line. And what's your interest rate you're currently playing on your credit line?
Ideal. It was low. It was 3.25. No, it was 3.35 or 3.26 or something like that.
Right. Okay. Yeah, and that's really good. And who is that with? Is that with is it Wells Fargo you said? I don't remember who you said.
No, it was Bank of America.
Oh, Bank of America. Okay. Yeah, so based off that, with your gross annual sales around, you know, 2 million or 2.5, you know, you'd be right in around that 250,000 mark, you know, 200. I mean, can you even use that much money, or is that?
Well, the problem is, you know, if I take it and make money, am I going to make enough money with it to pay you guys back? That's the problem. You know what I mean? So
right.
What I need to know is, okay, I need $100,000 right now to do what I got to do.
Uh-huh.
And out of this $100,000, let's say I take it for the longest term of 2 years, right?
Right.
Is that
right.
What you're saying?
Yeah.
So how much do I got to pay back? So if it's 100, do I got to give you 110 in the 2 year, 120 in the 2 year? How much do I got to give you back?
Right. So basically, I just did the math on this. So if you take out $100,000, you'd be paying back about $4,000 a month, you know, because that's the biggest thing that I've, like, $4,000. Does that sound about right for you with your line of credit or how you've paid back?
Right. Okay. So $4,000 a month. Okay.
Right. Yeah. So you'd add like a couple hundred on that. I don't know. I can't get to exact, you know, numbers. Because it is a fixed cost. So, like, it's not like a line of credit.
Yeah, I know. So, if it's a fixed cost, is it, what is it? So, is it 5% of the 100 grand, or?
Yeah, they range, from, like, yeah, it'd be, like, you know, 5 cents on a dollar to suicidal, I've seen, which is just, some I've seen, you know, depends on your credit as well, and it's been, it really depends on.
So, I gotta pay you back, you're talking 105,000 then?
Yeah, it would be something like
a year. That would be a year, so it would be 110,000 for 2 years, right?
Right. So if you did, here, let me,
it's $5,000 a year. What it's cost me is $5,000 a year. It's going to cost me to borrow $100,000.
Right. So if you did that, let's see. Yeah, it'd be, so if you took $100,000 out, and then you'd pay back over 2 years, right? 110.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, I mean,
you
what are your...
Can't take it longer than that, like 5 years?
Well, no, here's the thing, though. We're trying to build relationships with companies such as yourself. So basically, so say you took it out for 2 years. Once you get past that year mark, you can refi the loan with better rates and also qualify for more money. Because we're trying to build relationships with businesses. We're not trying to do a one-and-done deal, you know? Because I know, as being in construction, you constantly have these jobs that come up, right?
Yeah, plus I got these investments, too. I, like, you know, if I want to buy, you know, like an apartment complex, I want to buy it, right?
Right, exactly.
Fix it up, and then hold on to it for a little bit, and then flip it, you know, keep it, flip it. But I need the money to work with.
Right, exactly. And this is unsecured, so it's however you see fit for the business. We're not trying to, like, follow the money. It's just, it's unsecured, and that's...
But then, okay, so let's say we do borrow the $100,000. Now, you take it every month, or you don't take it every week, right? Or you take it once a month check back, or how does that work? $4,000 a month?
Right.
We set it up monthly, right?
Yes, we have. That's why I say with multiple programs, you know, they range monthly, weekly, and there's daily options as well. Not the favorable one, obviously, but we have those. We have a range of options for you to choose from. It's more like a custom loan, I mean, if you will, because you're choosing the terms, and then, you know, from 3 months all the way to the 2 year mark. It goes to 3 years. So, like, say if we did this one deal, and then you would qualify for like that 3 year mark. But that's what I mean. It's the terms and also what kind of payments. Like, once you apply and they get you approved, you have a couple options to choose from.
Okay. All right. Well, that's. So the most right now, because I'm new, I could for 2 years, then you're saying.
Right. And then as soon as you pay back, you know, that first year, if you pay back that half the loan, you could even pay early. There's discounts for paying back early. It's not like a penalty thing.
Okay.
And then, as soon as you pay back.
Hold on a second. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
It is unsecured cash too, so it's a little bit less risky than your cake. You may have been a little bit on edge with that whole Brexit thing lately. Yeah.
Hey John,
Citibank stock.
I looked at his daily draws, and they have a. There's a few, and they all have due dates coming up.
Okay, so which ones are they?
One's with Pearl Capital, the other's with TBC Capital, Yellowstone Capital.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, all right. So go ahead. I'm sorry I had to answer that.
Yeah, no problem. Like I was saying, basically trying to build that relationship with businesses, and I know you constantly have this, especially if you turn over property or you got those big projects coming up. We're trying to build that relationship to where, you know, that's why I give you those options for discounts on early payback. And once you halfway through the loan, you qualify for more money, you know, better rates. And it unlocks other options for you as you go.
Yeah, but what are the, let me ask you something. What do the investors do? What do the investors do? How do they do that? When you guys got investors and they buy all these multiple properties, how do they? Will they turn them into a mortgage?
Right.
A mortgage then, or what? How do they do that?
Well, with that, you know, I'm not really sure as far as.
Because they borrowed the money and it's in their name and it's paid for, so they'll give them a mortgage. And then once they get the mortgage, they take that money and then pay you back. Is that how they're doing it?
You know, I'm actually not real sure about how that works.
There's got to be a way they're doing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. I'm trying to. I've never dealt with someone who's like constantly. Because how does it work on your end? So maybe I can give you a better idea if you explain.
Well, I mean, my end, I'm always the guy that fixes them all up. See, that's the problem. They call me. The investors call me and say, "Hey, we just bought this thing. We want you to come in and fix it up." Well. Right. They got to have the money quick because they bought the thing, so they must be, they're borrowing the money through one of your, like a company through you. They pay me to fix it up. They raise the value. They get it, appraised. The appraisal now went up compared to what they spent, so now they get a mortgage for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they get a mortgage for it for more money than what they spent, and then that's what pays the loan off, plus gives them extra money to buy another one.
Right. Yeah, and I think, yeah, that's exactly, you know, what they would use. But for us, this is like unsecured, you know, cash.
Yeah,
that
okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Now, you sent me an app that I have to fill out and stuff, or what? Did you send me that? Did I send it back? I don't even know.
I did send you. It was a while back. I could resend you the application.
Yeah, resend it again. And what's it under? What's it going to be under?
It'd be DannyP@thebankofcardiff.com.
Bank of Cardiff. Okay.
Yeah,
Danny
and
I'll
send that over. And actually, I have one of my underwriters here that can maybe give you a better idea on that. She's standing right here. If you have a minute, you can talk to her real quick.
Yeah.
All right. Her name's Ja. Here, I'll transfer you right now.
What's the name?
Her name's Ja. It's J-I-A.
J-I-A. Okay.
All right.
Hi, is this Vito?
Yes.
Hey, Vito, this is Shaw. How are you doing today?
Good.
good. So I'm just going to review your file here, so that way we got all the details that we need here, and also answer any questions you might have.
Okay.
So it looks like from my notes here that I see from Danny, looks like you're looking to get $100K for cash flow.
Right.
Okay, perfect. So cash flow as in, are you using it for like materials, payroll, things like that?
Yeah, materials to, for remodeling to, for properties.
Okay, nice. And basically, are they going to be your property or is it your customer's property that you have contracts with that you're fixing up?
Yeah, some are going to be customers and some are going to be mine.
Oh, okay, nice. Okay, and how soon are these, are you already working on these projects or are they coming up?
They're coming up.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, and I just, was trying to figure out the problem is the term. I need a longer term because of, these are all rental properties.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, we can take a look. What we're going to do is I'm going to look at your file. I'm going to qualify you for the longest term possible and, the cheapest program possible.
Let me explain to you. So when we get the property, we want to upgrade everything. So it takes time to do that.
Yeah.
So we're going to spend the money to upgrade it, and then we're going to get a survey, and then they're going to come back and reappraise the property, raise the value, and then we get a mortgage on it, and then we pay you back.
Uh-huh, yep.
So we need a longer term to get all that done.
Mm-hmm, totally understand. How much is it going to cost per project? Is it all about the same, or some are more expensive than others? And some are
some are going to be more than others. I mean, you got to figure an average is probably going to be around $300,000 to $400,000. You know what I mean? And then we need $100,000 to fix them up.
How long does it normally take you to fix them up and get it ready for appraisal?
Well, it depends how many units there are. You know what I mean? If it's just a two unit, it could be 6 months. And then if it's, bigger complex, it could be a year, you know what I mean? So that's
right, yeah. Okay. For the ones that you have coming up, immediately, how long do you estimate how it's going to take you to, get everything ready for appraisal?
Well, I mean, by the time we get done, it's over a year. That's what I'm saying. Uh-huh. He said that the longest they could do is 2 years, and I'm like, that's going to be, we need at least, 3 or 4 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, typically for first-time borrower, it usually falls within the 2 year range, some shorter, some longer. We actually have programs that goes up to 3 years that we reserve for certain industries and certain customers and certain profiles, basically. And so what I can do is I can take a peek at and see if you could qualify for one of those longer term programs, and then we can go from there. I can take a look at it and see if you qualify for that. If it does, it sounds like it'll be a good fit for you. If not, what we can do is, I'm not sure if he explained it to you. Basically, let's just say, for example, you take this $100K right now, and let's just say, halfway through your term, you pay $50K back, and let's just say, for example, you got a 2 year term. So after 1 year of halfway through your loan, you can refi with us, and what we can do is we can refi the remainder $50K and get you additional capital on top of that. So let's just say, for example, right now you only qualify for $100K based on your sales. In a year, you can stack on top of that $50K with another $100K, and then, from that same one, halfway through that, you can stack it again and again and again, basically. And so, it might not... If you don't qualify for, the amount that you want and the term you want, that's not a problem because eventually you're going to be able to get all the money that you need and the long term that you need it for.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I can, explore all those options and see which, what you can qualify for and, what we can give you.
Right. Mm-hmm. And he was saying that it's around 5%, or is it less, or what's the, mm-hmm. you know, like, maybe 100 grand would be 5%.
Sure. So and we're talking about for you, did you need capital and equipment or just capital?
No, just capital.
Just capital. Okay. So for our capital loans, we actually don't give an APR out because a lot of our loans end up being not annualized, so it won't be an APR. So for example, we have customers that take 26 months instead of, you know, the annual of 24 months. So what happens is basically we're just going to tell you how much interest you're going to be paying back, you know, at the end, and it's fixed cost every month, daily or weekly, whatever it is that, you know, your loan comes out to be. But it's a fixed cost. It doesn't change. So that's the difference between ours and, let's just say, for example, like an APR loan. And even for APR loan, it might sound good if they tell you it's a 3% APR. In the end of it, when you calculate your loan out, it ends up being about like 9-10% from a 3% APR that, you know, other banks tell you initially.
Right.
So for us, what we're going to do is we don't like to hide how much you're going to be paying back in interest. We just tell you in dollar amount what it's going to be cost you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, for example,
less than 5 or more than 5? I mean, what's an average?
So what we do is, let's just say, for example, yours, $100K. Let's just say, for example, you qualify for, you know, like 10 cents on a dollar. Let's just say, for example. So your loan's going to be, you know, $110K in total payback. So if you think about it, it's only $5K per year in interest. If you divide that out, you know, that percent is going to be lower than like a 5% APR.
Right.
Yeah. So we can go into details, and I can give you solid numbers to, you know, look at and compare and see which one's going to work best for you. You know, once have you sent over an application already?
No, I haven't.
Okay. So what I can do is I can send over the application. It's the one page app, and I just need most recent 6 months of bank statements. So right now it's June, so I would just need December to May, and then the most recent tax return. Did you already do 2015's tax?
I think so, yeah.
You did? Okay, cool. So I'll just need 2015's tax, December to May bank statement, and just the application itself,
yeah,
which is one page.
It says that on the application, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if it says it on the application what we need, because every customer is a little bit different. But what I'll do is I'll send over an email with that, the list of the three things I need, just in case you forget or anything like that. So you don't have to write it down or anything. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And then once you send that over, I will be able to look at the whole file and get you solid numbers in a day or two.
Okay.
Cool.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem. Do you know when you might be able to send it over?
No, because tomorrow I'm going out of town for 10 days.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, it won't happen for a while. At least.
Yeah, probably like 2 weeks or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
That's not a problem.
Okay.
Where are you going?
It's my parents' 50th anniversary.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so they booked the cruise for the whole family. My sister, I got two sisters, so me, it's like just the immediate family. So it's me, my two sisters, my mom and dad are all going to.
Nice. They're like the Caribbean or something, or Mexico?
No, I think it's Alaskan cruise.
Alaska, okay. I heard that one's really good. Isn't it now? They don't have nighttime right now, right? I think since the summertime, it's all day.
Yeah, it's
quite
all day, I guess.
Yeah. Okay, well,
that sounds
fun.
Yeah, so I never go. The problem is there's no phones or internet or anything, so.
Yeah. Yeah, and plus
so
you don't want to worry about,
quiet.
You know, you don't want to worry about, you know, work when you're on vacation anyway, so. Okay, well, I'll just send this over, and then I will set a calendar to check in with you in a week and a half. Was that a, yeah, or 2 weeks. Let's just say two weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll just do 2 weeks, and then we'll touch base then.
And my phone's gonna be. You're better off emailing, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
And is it?
Okay.
And it's. Just want to make sure I got the right email.
alonjiconstruction@gmail.com
Okay. Perfect. So, okay, cool. I have the right email here. So I'll send it over, and then we'll touch base in 2 weeks.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm, no problem. Enjoy. Bye.